This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, I want to share with you, my brothers and sisters, some sayings of the great Muslim thinker Necmettin Erbakan, rahmatullahi alayhi, the Turkish thinker and scholar. He said, "You want me to worship in the mosque and leave politics while you teach my son to hate Islam in school so that my son returns and demolishes the mosque over my head." Now think about this. We constantly have this debate, and we say, some people say, "I am not interested in politics." And the answer is, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is interested in you. So if you will not participate in decision making in society, then you are going to have to face the consequences of decisions made by others about you. Second quote, he said, "The strength of this ummah is not in cannons, tanks or rifles, but in its devout, believing youth." Alhamdulillah, very beautiful quote. And I would say, I would add to that, and I would say, devout, believing youth who are competent in a worldly sense also. And that is extremely important. It's not sufficient to be devout and believing. It is a boundary condition. If you are competent in a worldly sense and you are not devout and you have no taqwa and you are not believing, you don't have iman, then you are no good to the ummah. But if you are just a worshipper, if you are just a zahid, and if you are just somebody who prays tahajjud every day and reads Quran every day and goes to the mosque to pray five times a day, but you have no competence, you have no influence, you have no skills to motivate and mobilize people or do any of those things, then believe me, you are also not particularly useful to the ummah. So we need both of these together. And then he said, "Life is faith, and jihad and victory belongs to those who embody them." Now, the whole point of faith in Islam is based on practicing that faith and demonstrating that faith in our actions. Islam is the name of actions. It is not a faith by itself, as in just believing something, but it is faith as demonstrated by actions. Islam is the name of a practice. Islam is the name of a practice. It's a practice meaning something which is like, for example, I always give the example of a martial art, like judo, karate, and so on. If you want to be good at that, yes, you have to read up some stuff, but you have to go and practice in the dojo, and you have to fall 10,000 times, and you have to learn how to fall before you learn how to throw others, and you have to go through all of that training. Only then will you be competent as a judo or karate or aikido expert. Without that, you might know about the practice, but you don't know the practice, and you have never practiced, and so it will not help you. If somebody accosts you on the street, if a thug, if somebody tries to mug you, then you will not be able to defend yourself because you don't know the practice. You don't know that art. You know about the art. The same thing in Islam. It is to practice Islam, not just know about Islam, not just learn about Islam. Then he says, "The Quran is a map, the intellect is a compass, and faith is a lighthouse illuminating our path." It's a very nice connection that he makes between the Quran, the intellect, and our faith. Because at the end of the day, it is, when we say faith here, I'm interpreting this as taqwa, not just simply as belief, but taqwa as in being concerned for the purpose of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without that concern for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will just be left with the words of the Quran. It will, the noor of the Quran, the noor of the kalam of Allah, the light of guidance will not enter your heart, because your heart is not ready for that, and your heart is not ready to accept the guidance of the Quran, because there is no faith in the heart, there is no taqwa in the heart. Then very important one, he says, if you divide, this one is Turkish and this one is Arab, then there remains neither Turkish nor Arab. But if you ally, like your alliance in the Battle of Gallipoli, there remains neither England, neither English nor French. He's talking about the famous Battle of Gallipoli, where England and France together attacked the Ottoman Empire and were thoroughly defeated, completely routed from the place, because the Ottoman Empire, the people fought as one. They didn't divide into Turkish and Arab. And he said that if you divide, then you will have neither. Sadly, that is exactly what happened later, where among others, Lawrence of Arabia, who's famous for this, was able to sow the seeds of discord between the Arabs and the Turks. And you had Prince Faisal, who was the leader of the Arabs, who Lawrence was able to somehow get him to, was able to get him to fight the Turks, and everything fell apart. And that is what he's talking about in terms of division. Now, if you think about it, this is the biggest of our problems. The biggest problem that we have is this division on the basis of race, on the basis of ethnicity, on the basis of nationality, between the Muslims. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Allah said, hold together to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not differentiate, do not form groups, do not form divisions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And in Surah Al-Muminun, Allah said, وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Allah said, you are one brotherhood and I am your Rabb, so worship me. And in another place Allah said, be concerned for my pleasure, meaning be a muttaqi. Somewhere we forgot this, and that is why we are suffering. If you think about this, Rasulullah emphasized this, and this is the basis on which the Ummah was formed. The basis of the Ummah, the basis of the formation of the Ummah, was on the basis of the brotherhood of faith, as different from the brotherhood of tribalism and the brotherhood of nationalism, and so on. Very sadly, we seem to have gone back to the age of Jahiliyyah, the age of ignorance, and today we talk about nationalism, and we talk about all kinds of tribal alliances. We don't call them tribal, but that's what they are. We need to get back to the position where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us, which is as one people. I remind myself and you, this is a huge weakness that we have, right? We talk about these are Arabs and these are Asians and these are Desis and these are African Americans and these are whoever else, and Somalis and Sudani. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi rajiun. We have to get together as one people under one umbrella, because that is the means of drawing people together, right? Very, very important for us to understand that. My brothers and sisters, really, let us actively fight against all forces of division. It has to be done actively. You can't just you know, passively hope that it will go away. No, it will not go away. We have to fight against it, tooth and nail, literally, as a matter of survival, which is what it is. It is a matter of survival, and we need to fight against it and say, I will not allow the world to, I will not allow people to divide us, to come between us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to follow these beautiful words of advice from Arwa Khan, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to benefit from this beautiful advice and to enable us to practice it in our lives. Sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.